Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already August 27th and 28th, depending on when you're listening to this. Saturday the 27th on 9:05 and Sunday the 28th at 7:05. Big shout out to my running friends who did last weekend. Many of us did a double. We did Barnstead 5K, and then we went to Farmington, both sort of local community races. Again, big shout out to all the runners who did the Capital Air Race Series, and that's very relevant because our guests today are from NHGI, and NHGI, of course, is one of the partners with the Capital Area Race Series. So, of course, as you start approaching on Labor Day, it's back to school time, and one of my passions besides oral health and running is higher education, any education, K through 12. As a matter of fact, 0 to 4, my big belief is how people are treated from birth to age 4 really affect the rest of their lives. So I'm a big believer on birth to obviously adult learning. But with me this weekend is Dr. Chuck Lord, who is currently the Associate Vice President of Enrollment and Student Affairs at NHGI Concord's Community College. And do I have the tag right, correct, which is start there and go anywhere?
Start here, go anywhere.
I love that tagline. I say that to your president, Susan, all the time, and as well as Susan Pozlusny, if I pronounce that correctly.
That was perfect.
All right.
Bonus.
And she is the Academic and Career Advisor at NHGI. Susan guides students in developing an academic game plan and registering for courses, and I love that sort of the game plan. And of course, as you both know, I'm a big, huge believer in the community college system, both as a parent, both as a chair of the State Board of Education, and as a CEO. And I'll start with an anecdote, and then I'll lead into some questions. But a few years ago, I had the pleasure of speaking at an NHGI graduation for two reasons. One, I was getting one of the recognitions, but one of the gentlemen graduating was Andy Tabor, as you probably know, Chuck, and Andy helps us with the sports management. So the first anecdote is that Andy is now responsible for all of the sports. We have two suites at the Fisher Cats at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and at the now called the Verizon Wireless, soon to be Southern New Hampshire Arena, and Andy manages all that and does a great job. So it was really great for me to, first of all, hand him his award that day, his graduation diploma, but also to see that we could have a position for him at Northeast Delta Dental. The funny story with that graduation, of course, is that it was going to be a surprise handing it to them. And as you both know, each year the various schools, whatever, they alternate. So he is that particular year, he was the very last, and T is his last name. I also had to go to a wedding that day, so I'm there the whole time. But anyway, it was well worth it. So in any event, it is great. The other anecdotal thing is that the year I spoke, there was a young gentleman who also spoke, and he was going on to Bryant College. 2 years later, and that's where my son went all 4 years. So 2 years later, at the Bryant College graduation, Bryant University College graduation, I run into him again, getting the same 4-year degree as my son, and at least conservatively $120,000 less expensive, same degree. So with that, I'll kick it off. Tell me about NHGI. You know, what's new as you gear up? I think it's a beautiful campus. It's in a spirit of transparency. I think everybody knows this, but Northeast Delta Dental partners with NHGI in many levels, the sports teams, as well as we train our customer service reps at the hygiene school. And a long time ago, we used to fund one of the teachers at the hygiene school. But tell us what's new about NHGI.
Well, I guess what's not new is, you know, something I'll start with first. Great story about Andy, of course. We won't hold it against him. He's a Yankees fan.
Yes, he's a big Yankees fan.
I don't want to bring that up too much. What's new is, you know, more of those stories are about to come true. We've got students still walking in the door. The it's not too late, you know, coming in to start day one, day two, coming up on Monday. But also, students are starting their story now. Athletes have been back on campus for a couple of weeks now. We've got residence halls ready to open, and we've got over 4,000 students, once again, ready to start this fall.
It's a vibrant campus for sure, and I know Tom Walton, who's our corporate fitness coach, is one of your coaches for your cross-country team, so I know this week he's been really gearing up for that. It's great to see.
Well, Tom's one of the most passionate people I know about exercise and fitness, and you know, infusing that into our campus is excellent to have, both on the water and out on the roadways as well, with his work with our cross-country team, certainly. Just looking at, you know, a couple of our other things to highlight this fall, you know, as students are coming in, you know, we think it's important to, you know, work very closely with them in the first couple of weeks to get them connected, whether that's through student activities, meeting with an academic advisor, or just getting to know them a little bit as well. And, you know, we've got Sue here, who really is the point of contact when students first come in.
So,
and,
Sue, let's turn it over to you then. So is it... If I'm listening to this, if I'm a high school graduate, if I'm a parent whose son or daughter just didn't really have their act together, is it too late to come see you? And
no, it's not too late. I mean, I'm definitely very busy right now with students who are still trying to register for the fall. So they could definitely come and check out what we have to offer. Of course, because classes are about to start, there are going to be some classes that are full, but we still have plenty of classes that do have seats in them as well.
Now, prior to NHTI, Sue, you ran your own career counseling practice. So how have you seen things evolve? I went to a focus group at NHTI not too long ago, and I know that I'm the biggest booster of the community college system in a lot of ways, but I know sometimes some parents are still unsure about that because of, oh my God, my kid's going to community college. But like I said, with all these articulation agreements, and maybe you or Chuck can explain what that is, if you start at NHTI, just like we said, you can go anywhere. So
yeah, I've been doing career counseling for more years than I care to say, and I've worked with literally thousands of college students and students who didn't know what they wanted, or, you know, in some cases were focused, but more often than people might even realize, uncertain or changing their mind and shifting gears, changing direction. So it is very common for students to be exploring, and I do believe that community college is a great place to do that. You spend less money experimenting a bit. So it can be a place to kind of get, you know, the ground under you and get a sense of what college can be about and start to experiment with some courses before you commit.
Great. Sue, either you or Dr. Chuck, can you explain for the listening audience what an articulation agreement is and how you have all these agreements, not just with other state universities, but like I said, that Bryant University example that I used?
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, dispel the myth that, you know, community college credits do not transfer, because that, even in the last few years, has really taken a 180. We have articulation agreements, which really is an understanding that our credits are going to transfer directly into that program, whether it's down at Bryant, our business program, for example, Southern New Hampshire University, or as part of our new dual admission program. Last couple of years, we've really pushed forward with the university system in New Hampshire to make transfer really seamless, so they can start with us, save some money, and really, you know, decide what they want to do, and then transfer it on to Plymouth, Keene, UNH, in Granite State. And really, that's been an excellent relationship for us.
And I know I have a number of employee colleagues whose sons or daughters were unclear of where they wanted to be, and they, you know, went to NHTI, and then they discovered themselves or what their passion is. And of course, you have a bunch of great teachers there too.
Well, the faculty are second to none. You know, a lot of them are just immersed in the quality of our education, constantly reviewing curriculum. They're teaching in the classroom. They're spending time with students outside of the classroom, tutoring, office hours. But they're also advising clubs and organizations. So there's a number of ways to connect with our excellent faculty.
Okay, back to you, Sue. So we know that the percentages are fairly high of people who go to college and then either flunk out their freshman year or ultimately don't graduate. Do you have any numbers on that nationally, and how we think that NHTI actually is a really good solution to that?
Talking nationwide, students that flunk out of college?
Yeah.
I really don't have specific numbers on that. I do see in just my daily work with students such a wide range of situations and scenarios. And in many cases, students didn't get into the school they wanted because of grades, or maybe did struggle elsewhere. and they're coming here to get a second chance.
Which is beautiful. I have a number of colleagues who've had sons or daughters in that situation, and you know, it's so frustrating, of course, you know, because it's big bucks, call it some college tuitions, and to have them figure it out on, you know, $40,000 is a big expense. And for a lot of people, of course, education is so darn expensive. That's just the way it is. It's great that, you know, NHGI provides that opportunity. So this is kind of a loaded question, because I think the answer is there is no typical student. But tell us about the quote-unquote typical student at NHGI.
I guess I'll start, and Sue's probably got some other comments here. But yeah, I mean, you're right on with there is not a typical student. But you know, I'd like to think the students are the ones that we reached, that we said, you know, you do want to save some money, you want to start here and try to figure things out. A lot of our students are involved in organizations. They're working. They have families. But they're also looking to move on, whether that's direct career placement or transfer on. So the typical student is the atypical student. It's the student that comes in and they're all very individualized, and they've got their own set of things that we want to, you know, help them find answers for, help them try to get to that next step. You know, hence our tagline of "Start here, go anywhere." We want to, you know, really embrace that and help them transition wherever they'd like to go.
Great TV commercials, by the way. I mean that. And also wanted to mention before I forget that when I go to graduation, I've been going the last several years. I mean, I love the custom or tradition of highlighting, you know, but whatever, about a dozen students, you know, and it's just really moving. Last year happened to be a gentleman, Ali Diku, I think, okay, is how you pronounce his last name. And of course, Ali went on to Plymouth State, and someone that I continue to, you know, to mentor. So for him to be recognized along with all the other students who are recognized, and their stories is so compelling. So I hope you always keep that tradition.
Well, I know Susan's listening, our president, and she loves that tradition. One of the other quick stories was a gentleman who encouraged his son to go on to college a couple of years back. And come commencement last year, you know, the story came out that the son was only going to go to college if dad went with him.
Wow.
So the two of them contributed, you know, 2.5 years through the criminal justice program, and both graduated the same exact time. And the question always is asked, you know, who had the higher GPA?
It was dad.
It was dad. Thank goodness.
A little competition.
healthy family competition. But if there's one of those stories, there are 20 of those stories.
Every year.
It's great to see.
And just if I could feed off of what's a typical or atypical student. I mean, in our office, I work in our academic advising center. I'll see high school students who just need a little more challenge than what they're getting. And so our programs offer, and so maybe they're here just to take a couple courses, but I see that population. And obviously I see students straight out of high school who are your traditional age. See a lot of adults in transition, career transitioners. And we also see people who have bachelor's in some cases that are going on for graduate studies, but they need certain prerequisite courses, and they'll come to us for that. So definitely a wide range of situations and scenarios.
I love definitely to hear those stories, particularly as well of the college senior in the spring year, instead of getting in trouble, taking classes. Seriously, my theory is, and having four, I had four teenagers all at once, and whatever, senior year, high school, once you get into college, wherever you're going, unless you're playing a spring sport, every parent holds their breath until the spring, so to have them taking some courses and then getting some of those credits out of the way, and ultimately the college degree becomes less expensive. After commercial break, what I'd like to do is start with Sue and talk about how do you work with students to identify a career path and a program. So we'll be back with Chuck and Sue after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me is Sue Pazlusny, who is the Academic and Career Advisor at NHGI, and also Dr. Chuck Lloyd, who is the Associate Vice President of Enrollment and Student Affairs at NHGI. And again, in the spirit of transparency, we're a great partner and believer. That is Northeast Delta Dental and NHGI. And of course, with my hat on as the chair of the State Board of Education, we totally get the fact that the community college system is vitally important to higher education. And of course, one of our goals both at the Department of Ed and throughout the community is something called 65-25, which is that by the year 2025, that 65% of the adult population either has a college degree or a valuable credential for one of the many open positions that are out there. So I know that 65-25 goal is something that the community college supports. So it's just really awesome. So I'm going to get back to Chuck on this. What I was starting to say anecdotally, you know, when you're a senior in high school and getting some of the college credits out of the way, and I know we have a program called Running Start. So Chuck, so why don't you expand on that?
Yeah, the Running Start, you know, when we were talking during the break here, I really wish this was around when I was going through high school, but it's really a way for high schools, not just seniors, but, you know, seniors, juniors, right down to get credits ahead of time before they enter college, but at a fraction of the cost. For $150, students can be taking these courses while in high school, you know, with their same teachers in high school, and then they will actually have a transcript from NHTI or the college they're working with for Running Start. So when they do apply and get accepted into the college, they're walking in, a lot of them, that fall semester with 9 credits, 12 credits already, which is, you know, a whole semester in advance, and saving the money. $150 versus, you know, a typical $600 or $800 class at NHTI is, you know, just a great way to save some money.
It's awesome. Okay, back to Sue P. So you develop game plan, academic game plans for students. So how specifically do you work with students to identify the programs that maybe they should be taking at NHTI, and then what ultimately may be an optimal career path for them?
Sure. When I meet with an incoming student, I'm basically asking them lots of questions just to get a sense of who they are and what their background is, and are they in a position and looking to transition into a new career, or are they just straight out of high school and trying to find their way in college for the first time? And so I'm trying to get a sense of, do they have some ideas percolating that they're interested in, maybe even more than one, or do they absolutely feel lost and uncertain about where to even begin? If they don't know where to begin, we actually have a career resources page on the NHTI website. So if someone were to go to nhti.edu, and then we actually have a Google search bar up in the upper right-hand corner. If you just type in career resources, you would get to our career resources page. And there's a section of that page dedicated to the person who's exploring and trying to decide. It's called College Major and Career Decisions. So I actually have a number of homegrown activities that I developed that can help us start to see a pattern, both myself and the individual, see a pattern in their interests that can give us something to work off of, to allow them, give them some ideas of courses they might want to experiment with. At the very least, we can start them with English composition and certain basic courses. But if I have at least results of some couple of assessments like those, I can see patterns and guide them a little bit better.
Yeah, and with your experience, I'm sure you can, I don't know, ferret out where they're, you know, where they're heading. I was an English major in college at Harvard, and that's, I'm telling you, I'm for the listening audience, you have to read and write, because no matter how smart you are, if you don't know how to communicate, you won't be successful in business. That reminds me of one funny story that my freshman year, and they used to have this freshman register at Harvard, and there was I'm not making this up, but there was a gentleman by the name of, his last name was Apathy, Mike Apathy, and his major was undecided. So,
oh,
so I was like, oh my God. But you cannot make that up, but that's a true story.
Well,
so I'm sure you'd be able to deal with someone like that. So.
And we get, you know, just such weird, you know, not even weird, just different scenarios. Yeah. Like I can remember a student once that expressed an interest in working as a cryptozoologist.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't even quite sure initially what that was. But if you think Loch Ness Monster, I mean, it's basically the study of creatures whose existence hasn't been proven.
Wow.
Sounds
interesting.
There's never a dull moment. I mean, part of my role too is to help make sure students understand, well, what is this career field all about, and what kind of options might there be related to it?
But you know, we're laughing here, but finding one's passion is the key. I always tell people that's what gets you to class, that's what gets you through life, because if you pick a field just to make money and you're struggling getting up to go to work, it's going to be awful the rest of your life. So I like the fact that
exactly. And this student was, because of that passion, was very engaged in the career research process, which gave her some career exploration skills to boot. Yeah.
Now let's take a step backwards before we ask about transferring. So now I'm a college senior, excuse me, a high school senior. I'm a parent. I know applying to college can be a daunting process, could be, and there's so many choices as well. What does your process look like?
It can be a daunting process. At NHTI, we try to make it very straightforward. First of all, our application is online. It's very, easy, simplified, if you will, to complete. We do not require an essay for the audience out there that's looking not to write essays. But at the same time, it comes under review. We're looking for high school transcripts. And we do recommend coming to at least an information session or an open house, get to know the campus a little bit, come in and meet with one of our counselors just to get to know a little bit about the college. But we also, in our application process, we ask people to also visit other campuses, other colleges, because it's about fit. You know, if NHTI is not the right fit for you, then we want you, to go where it's going to be a great fit. You know, back to your, that fall semester dropout, there's a lot of that in all colleges, and a lot of it is about fit. A lot of those statistics are, about students just not making connections, not feeling their fit on the campus. So as part of that process, go to a lot of different open houses and understand the process. But with us, it's an application, it's transfer credits, your transcript's coming in, and we'd like to have you come in and sit with a counselor or attend an info session.
And if you like to, I'm going to put a plug in for Walton and Seagrills. If you like to run, they're always looking for people
always,
to run.
Always.
Always looking always. For runners. I think there are more posters on our campus right now looking for runners than anything
else. And it's a really fun experience. I get to run with the students as well.
And if I could add one comment, you also don't need to formally apply necessarily to take some to get
right,
started.
Right.
So you could start by taking some classes and then apply at a later date. If that's going to get people in the door quicker.
Yeah, a lot of those high school seniors are doing that now because technically they can't be accepted into a program, and that's what they're doing is taking, as we call a non-matriculated student, taking a course or two.
Perfect. So back to Sue, or maybe Chuck handles this. So once I'm in, what options exist for someone that after they've been at NHTI for a couple of years in terms of transferring or going on to a quote-unquote four-year college?
There are a wide variety of options. I think a part of it really depends on the major that the individual is in. And as Chuck was referencing earlier, we have articulation special agreements related to the transfer process. So it really starts with the major as well as with the student's personal goals. Where do they want to study? Just because we don't have an articulation agreement with a four-year school doesn't mean that they can't go there. So we actually have another resource on our website under academics. There's a link that is called transferring to other institutions. And there's a bullet with a guide, a step-by-step transfer guide to help people understand that transfer process.
And I'll put a plug in for that because I check out all these websites. It is very easy to understand. I mean, that to me is plain English. So that's really good. So let's say I'm an adult, I'm in a career which maybe I feel is a dead end and I want to, get into more technology or I want to become a nurse. I mean, what would you say to a person looking to change their career?
I think step one is come visit us. Come to NHTI, see what we have to offer. You know, you mentioned our user-friendly website, nhti.edu. You could start there as well. But come in and have a conversation because a lot of these folks have a credential already that we can use some of those credits and transition that over to another program. We can help with an application process, whether it was into an allied health field. I'm assuming you want more hygienists and dental assistants out in the field.
Well, ever since we expanded the program, it's still a wonderful career, but there's definitely, 10 years ago, there was a huge shortage. But now because of NHTI as well as University of New England, I think the market is sort of caught up now. But yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's a great program, as is the nursing program.
Yeah, and I wanted to highlight our nursing agreement. We've got a 3+1 agreement now for the bachelor's degree with Granite State College. So you come to us and you've got your associate's degree, you stay for another year with us, and then transition down to Granite State. And now you've got the bachelor's degree coming out, and that's at the community college price level, which a lot of the hospitals are really seeking that bachelor's degree now, the BSN.
Awesome. Nursing is such a great profession. Glad to see it. Okay, so I'm going to give each one of you a minute. So, Sue, give us all the contact information and give us 30 seconds on why you feel, NHTI is the place to be.
Well, I think it's a great starting place for many people. We work really hard in the Advising Center to just help people feel welcome. We know that a lot of people are nervous about taking that first step and coming through the door. And I tend to think we're pretty friendly.
You are. And give us those contact website information. You talked about the Googling and everything.
Oh, yes. So the career resources page, again, is nhti.edu. And then there's a Google search bar up in the upper right-hand corner. Someone can just put in career resources and they'll find that career resources page. Academic advising is a little different because it depends on their major. If they're going straight into accounting, for example, then they have a specific advisor there. But people could always come to our advising center located right in Sweeney Hall, right next door to financial aid.
Easy to get to. And I think everybody knows where NHTI is, but look for the big, tall rocket ship opposite Delta Dental and you'll literally be in the campus. Dr. Chuck, tell us why NHTI?
Well, why NHTI? We have the full campus experience from residence halls to athletics and student activities on campus. And I think, you know, people want to come see it for themselves. You know, a lot of people drive up the highway, see that 99-foot rocket, but they want to, you know, you see one building that way. You know, when people get on campus, whether it's for our fields or the gymnasium, they say, my goodness, this is a beautiful campus. So I'd invite folks to come do that. Every Tuesday evening from 4 to 6, we have what's called drop-in Tuesdays. Stop in, we'll give you a tour of the campus, talk to you about your career aspirations. And we have a larger, more formal open house November 2nd from 4 to 6 Thursday. That's a Wednesday. We've got refreshments, tours, guided tours throughout all our facilities. And we certainly encourage folks to come and check us out.
And the website?
nhti.edu.
And since you're progressing us through the year through November, I love Dancing with the Stars in January.
Yeah.
For raises money for the
folks
scholarships.
Can't see it out there. His face just lit up.
There you go. People's choice. Anyway, well, I bet Dr. President Susan is listening to this. You both did a great job, but if she isn't listening, I'll tell her that. You guys did great. You're great ambassadors for NHTI, as I am, but I really enjoy having you as neighbors. So thank you for joining me this weekend.
Always fun. And just a quick thank you for all you and Delta Dental do for NHTI.
My pleasure. All right. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.